let's practice a little bit more with the effective annual rate. Going back to our 9% annual rate, what would be the EAR if we had monthly compounding? Well, in this case, T is equal to 12. And you could calculate the EAR as 9.38%. Thinking about increasing the frequency of the compounding interval, we could look at weekly compounding, daily compounding, and the maximum frequency of compounding is something called continuous compounding. Now, this occurs even more frequently than daily. It's considered to be continuous. And we have a special algebraic function we can use to capture continuous compounding. If you recall from algebra, there is a number called e, and it is called the exponential function, and it is a number that goes on continuously. It's 2.718, and it goes on and on. We can use this e to capture continuous compounding, and specifically, we take e to the r, where r is just the simple annual rate, and then minus 1. So in the case of 9% annual rate, we say e to the 0.09, we put the interest rate in decimal form, we have e to the 0.09 minus 1 is equal to 9.42%. When you calculate this on a normal calculator, you put the number in first and then take e. You should have a special key on your calculator, which is e. So you would put in 0.09 and then push e and then subtract 1, and you should get 9.42%. And this is the maximum frequency of compounding, the continuous compounding case.